Redvers, Buffalo Party of Saskatchewan leader Philip Zients welcomed guests to the Rising Phoenix Cafe in Redvers on January 11. He said it was great to see those who braved the frigid temperatures to hear what he had to say and to answer any questions. This is a bad time for our province and a bad time for Canada, and somebody has to do something about it, said Zients. Michelle Krieger, the Buffalo Party's candidate for the Cannington constituency in the next provincial election, was also on hand to answer any concerns the people may have. Although the crowd was small, Zients addressed many issues which he feels are affecting residents of rural Saskatchewan. Zients feels that small towns are under attack, as schools, churches and hospitals are closing or not seeing the attention they need from the government. He spoke about the concerns in relation to local hospitals such as the Galloway Health Centre in Oxbow not being able to remain open on the weekends in their emergency department due to lack of staffing. With 970 nurses hired from December 2022 until December 2023, he asked where all these nurses are being placed. This is something that residents should be asking. He went on to say that there are approximately 75 hospitals in the province, so some of these nurses should have gone to rural hospitals in need. The proposed MRI machine that has been a hot topic in the southeast was also discussed. He claimed the pricing of $6.2 million for an MRI is a crazy amount and someone is filling their pockets. He believes the $2 million donated could take care of an MRI with money to spare. Along with this, he feels that the federal government is trying to destroy the oil and potash industry, and this is not good for the country. Equalization payments to the east was another topic heavy on the plate. Zients said they need to stop as Saskatchewan should be number one. The Buffalo Party has 120 policies in place which it says are all written by people who are concerned in this province. The CPP payments that people pay for years do not belong to the government, and again he feels that this money should be left to a beneficiary if a person does not make it to old age. He questioned what happens to these funds. Zients said he is an ordinary guy, with a regular job wanting to do what is best for the people. He hopes that when he has grandchildren, they will know that he tried his best for them and their future. We have a team, and we have a board, and we will only get stronger, said Zients. Do the right thing, even when no one is looking. Zients said he is enthusiastic about his province and believes that this province should be number one at all times.